Srila Narad Muni is about to arrive. He may be coming to the door. He came to New York once. You heard about that? Oh, was it, sir? There maybe there's some fight between East Coast, West Coast. That side they said Narad Muni. Prabhupada said Narad Muni had come, and what was his response? What did he say or do? And Prabhupada said that you are simply amazed to see Americans chanting Hare Krishna. Amazed. It is a miracle of Bhaktivedanta Swami. So I'm sure he comes here to Nidwarka. We don't see him. That's why we need to purify our eyes by hearing, chanting, so that we could see him coming, going. So while Sri Krishna was manifesting his pastimes in Dwarka, that during his Prakat Leela. Prakat Leela or Prakat Leela? Leelas of two kinds. Sometimes he manifests his Leelas, removes the curtain, curtains open, the world could see. And then those pastimes are written down. And then we are able to read or hear them. But behind the curtain, before such period and after such period, Lord's pastimes in Dwarka are eternal. And we are not talking Dwarka in Golok. Golok eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Lord, Goloka namni nija dhamni tale chatasya. Lord resides there, up there, beyond this material existence, and we are down here. Devi Mahesha Hari Dhamma Suteshu Teshu. We are here in Devi Dham, this material universe existence. Then there is a Mahesh Dham, there is a Kailash. Above that is Hari Dham, there is Vaikuntha Dham. Above that is Saket Dham, which is Ayodhya Dham. And just above that is Golok Dham. So not only Krishna has his pastimes in that Golok up there, but Gokul, Vrindavan, Mathura, Vrindavan, Dwarka, Lord's pastimes are eternal, and these abodes are also eternally existing here, out here in this material kingdom of the Lord. Even after the annihilation of this, Shiva does his tandav nritya, dim 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 dim. He plays damru, and he begins his tandav nritya, very special dance, and he gets mode of ignorance. He activates, motivates mode of ignorance. And what is the function of mode of ignorance? To destroy, to annihilate, finish the existence. So even after the total annihilation of this existence, this universe, Mathura, Vrindavan, Dwarka, in this world they continue to exist. That is why it has been considered a big offense, or one of the 10 offenses. You know, there are 10 offenses against the holy name. There are 10 offenses against the holy dham. And one of those 10 offenses is to think that these dhams, Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka, Mayapur, Jagannath, Puri, they are part of some country or part of some state. Oh, Mathura, Vrindavan is in UP and Mayapur is in Bengal and Dwarka is in Gujarati and Krishna is Gujarati also. Some Gujaratis make such claim. But till these abodes are not in India, these abodes are above India. India comes and goes with these spiritual dhams. They continue to exist forever. Even the Narayan Bhatta Goswami, one of our Acharya in our line, was also known as Braja Acharya, was almost contemporary to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, maybe a little right behind, right after he appeared. And he compiled many books. His samadhi is there at Radharani's place, Barsana, yes. Lalita, Sakhi's gram, Lalit, and then Lalit. No. So you Lalita, what is the Lalita's place? Munchagao. Okay, right. Munchagao, because the village high in the hills, the hillock is there. So there is samadhi of this Brajacharya. So he, in one of his books called Braja Bhakti Vilas, he writes that as we know, there are different planets are on the top of the hoods of Ananda Shesh. He's holding different planets on different hoods, like a small mustard seeds. So he explains that while Earth is on one of the hoods of this Ananta Sesh, Mathura, Vrindavan, Dwarka is yet on another hood. And he names that as Kumud. The name of that hood is Kumud. So it's on two different hoods. This planet is on one hood and these holy dhams are yet another hood of Ananta Sesh. So, why is your Lord always appearing in India, you know? They argue like this. Oh, why is he? Is he partial? Why? But the fact is, he doesn't appear in India. He appears in Vrindavan, which is not in India. It's above India. India comes, goes, but this is eternal situation. So when we are sitting here, stopping our work maybe early and rushing so that we could hear about Dwarka Dham and Dwarka pastime. This is something that is fixed, eternally there. So by linking ourselves to something that is eternal, then we are eternal. Not that we become eternal, but we realize and we revive our eternality by clinging, by sticking to something that is eternal. But something that is moving and coming and going, if we stick to that, then we also pravaho, bhava pravaha. It's called bhava, samsara. The world is moving, flowing, floating. And we just flow with it. And who knows where we end. So that's a temporary situation, but here we are talking of Dwarka Dham, which is eternally there. So Dwarka is not a 5,000-year-old Dham, or Krishna's pastimes are 5,000 years old. And otherwise, oh, what? 5,000 years! They're surprised to hear 5,000 years. Because we have no experience like that. Especially in the Western world, we even don't get to hear. I think few years ago, some year, maybe 5, 10, you know, the Los Angeles, its 250th birth anniversary was celebrated. Do you remember? Did such thing happen? I was told one of. Yes, please help someone say something. Yes. help. Anyone remembers?
They did a 100th
anniversary celebration for Venice Beach 100 years. I heard 250 years of Los Angeles celebration was there. That time people were, yes, here, okay, there's someone. Thank you. At that time, they were here, oh, you know how old is Los Angeles? They said, very old. By stretching it, they're trying to sound it in a very old, low, very old. And when we ask how old, 250 years, you know, 250 years. It's a big deal. 250 years old city. But here we are talking of, well, 5,000 is not. But Lord Ram appeared about 1 million years ago. Okay, we could say Ayodhya is 1 million years old. But you know how many times Ram has appeared? You know how many times Krishna has appeared? How many times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared? Once in one day of Brahma. So these places we are talking about, Dwarka, it's not for nothing we are investing our time to hear about Dwarka. Dwarka is always there for us. So there's all the benefit, will be eternally benefited by hearing about Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in Dwarka, in Mayapur, in Jagannathpuri, wherever those pastimes have taken place. Hearing about those places is just the spiritual thing, the spiritual business. We become spiritual by hearing about this place. So 5,000 years ago, as Lord was now married to 16,000 by this time, Narakam Nihatam Shrutva, after killing of Narakasur, Murari demon was killed, and Narakasur, another name of Narakasur is another name, Bhaumasur, like that. He was son of Bhumi, so Bhaumasur. After that event, more marriages took place. And finally, there were 16,108 marriages. Krishnaikena bhavinam tad didrashkshu smanaradaha. So as the news spread of Lord's pastimes in Dwarka, and he had married 108 queens, and he had those many palaces. So actually the number is much bigger, because others also had palaces. Krishna had those many and others had more palaces, other palaces. So Narad Muni was very, very anxious to visit each of those homes of Lord and witness those pastimes, because he's a preacher, he goes everywhere. Have you seen the Lord? They're always talking about your Lord. Have you seen? But Narad Muni could say, what could he say? Of course, I'm just now coming from Dwarka. I was with him. I just had a lunch with him. So it helps for his preaching. Seeing is believing. So he goes there to see, takes note of all that Lord does, how he looks and his day's activities and his dealings and his parliament and his family and his children and grandchildren. What do you need to know? Everything that you need to know about the Lord has been made known to us in the form of shastras, and acharyas are helping us, including his telephone number. Prabhupada would say. You know, we can't create anything. Everything that we need to know about the Lord is available, that knowledge. That is Vedas. Veda means to know, what the book of knowledge. So, since when the knowledge of the Lord is existing? Did Lord come in existence and then much later on at some point knowledge existed? Does this happen like that? No, as soon as the microphone was created, immediately knowledge about the microphone was there. So there was no time when knowledge about the Lord did not exist, because there was no time when Lord did not exist. And Lord is always eternally existing. knowledge about Him is also eternally existing. And here the Bhagavatam is helping us with the help of Narad Muni to know that Lord, go deeper, go closer. So when we preach, we go, "Oh, I haven't seen, but I know someone who has seen the Lord." Then we could say, "Prabhupada, Narad Muni, and all this. They have seen the Lord." And we trust them. We trust them. They're reliable. Like that Brahmin was reliable. Rukmini chose a reliable Brahmin. So these personalities are reliable. We could believe them. They have no cheating propensity. Their senses are not imperfect. They are not in illusion. And they do not commit any mistakes. They are free from these flaws. So we could hear from them. From these personalities, sadhus, acharyas, shastras. And know about the Lord. So Bhagavatam is helping us. So with the help of Narad Muni's visit, it has been so arranged so that we could see Dwarka, in fact, through the eyes of Narad Muni, as he saw. Personally, he saw the Lord's pastimes. Didrikshu, he was very curious to know. So he's visiting. Griheshu dvasta sahasram striya eka udahavat. How one Lord got married in 16,108 palaces. This was an amazing thing. Marriage like that took place. Krishna was in each palace. And he so arranged that his parents were also in each palace. Vasudeva and Devaki also were in each palace to witness that marriage. But Yashoda was not there. She was in Vrindavan. And Lord Krishna had to, for her benefit, pleasure, he got married in Tirupati. Tirupati Balaji marriage. That was for the pleasure of Yashoda. It's pastime like that. Why missed it? I was not there to witness. And Lord arranged a big marriage. Lots of money was borrowed, you know. He went to Kuber and he took a big loan. And I'm taking big loan, but you know, if you don't return this money, I want someone to be what? Guarantor? Yeah. So Brahma was called in and he had to sign contract. Yes, I take the guarantee. And once a year they bring Brahma and they're Kuber is reminding, "Hey, the loan has not been returned. Krishna is only paying the interest, all the money that he's making every day. He is expert doing good business in Tirupati. He's known for his rasa dance in Vrindavan, his big eating in Jagannath Puri, and his sleeping in Sri Rangam. And in Tirupati, he's doing good business. Like minting money. But all the money he's making, he's returning all the money that he had borrowed for the marriage party. But he's only returning the interest, the main principal amount. He has not even started making the payment. So that there was one marriage there in Tirupati. But 16,108 marriages in Dwarka. So Narad Muni was curious too. Iti utsuko dvaravatim devarshi drishtum agata. So as he was desirous to know more, see the Lord face to face, and so he is here. And Narad Muni comes, how would you know that Narad Muni is coming? How do you find out? If he's singing, you hear him singing first and then you see him. First you hear. So there's one, I was in Badrikashram some time ago, and in Badrikashram, that Badri Narayan is worshipped by Narad Muni. In Bharat Varsha, there are different varshas described in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam. One of those varshas is Bharat Varsha, and each varsha is a big, big area, big of the universe. One varsha, another varsha. There's a chief priest in each one of them. There's one varsha where Ram is worshipped and Hanuman is the chief priest, and like that. And our Bharat Varsha, the Badri Narayan is a presiding deity, and Narad Muni is the chief priest. And so Badrikashram is like his headquarter, and Srila Vyasadeva also resides there. So Srila Vyasadeva is his disciple there, who compiled all these shastras there. And that meeting between Narad Muni, the dialogue between Narad Muni and Srila Vyasadeva also took place in Badrikashram. So he is a worshipper of Narayan, and of course he has a place in Vrindavan, including he can enter rasa dance. He is very exalted personality, and he sings Radhika Ramana Naam Nai.